And one pilot says, yes, I monitor 121.5. So thanks for that.
Okay, it's starting a trend then, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from more of you at 920-550-1210. Now I want you, if you're an aviation technology student at the collegiate level, queue up and make sure you have our number, because we're gonna ask you to dial in. This quarter hour, we're talking to student ambassadors from Auburn University's Aviation Center about the Striped Wings program. Let me introduce Michael Rogers and Jake Narotsky from Auburn.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Morning.
Welcome, folks.
So what is the Striped Wings program, Michael?
So the Striped Wings is a student-led, student-run ambassador program for the Auburn University Aviation Center. We handle everything from tours for prospective students, high school career fairs, big fly-ins and air shows like Oshkosh and Sun and Fun. So we kind of do it all.
So you must be set up here on the grounds.
Yes, sir, we are. We have a booth in Hangar B. We're number 2065, and we're also set up in the middle of the Textron Cessna exhibit. We have our Top Hawk plane here this year.
Okay, that's great.
What's the Top Hawk plane?
So every year, Textron awards four or five different schools an airplane to use for promotional and recruiting events. And this year, Auburn was lucky enough to get the airplane, and we've been taking it everywhere. I got to fly it to Sun and Fun.
Yeah, what is it?
Fly it up here. It's a 172.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And Jake, in your program, is it for more than pilots? Is it for mechanics and other aviation careers, or are we talking mainly about pilot education?
Right now, it's pilot education, and it's also the aviation management. We have some aerospace as well. We are looking at some conversations with some other schools that are more on the maintenance side, but right now it's in flight. So we have our pro flight, so you're going to come through, you're going to get your private instrument commercial, CFI, CFII, get your hours, work with us, get your ATP, and wherever you're moving on
sure.
to. And then aviation management, we're setting our guys up to go out and work in the field. Our director actually last year just left us and went right to American Airlines. So our students are moving on pretty quick, and they're stepping into some pretty good roles. Our aerospace guys, we got people like Jim Voss and Nelda Lee that came through Auburn and left quite, Ken Mattingly as well, came through and left a great path for us. So our aerospace guys are doing great things with NASA and up there at Huntsville, and we got a lot of pathways moving.
So I assume that Auburn is one of the FAA-accredited programs under 61-160 to allow for restricted ATPs.
Absolutely. We have kind of two different pathways you can go there. We have what's 61 and 141. So the 141 is actually, that's the big boy. That's what you want to get your hands on. That's where you want to be. And on that note, we're telling a lot of kids, hey, get that private knocked out before you get to us. It's easier that way. And really what you need is you need to do your instrument, your commercial, your multi-engine or single-engine add-on, your CFI, stuff like that with us. That'll get you that lower ATP, that 1,000 hours that we're offering right now. And that's where you want to be. You can go part
Absolutely.
61,
yeah.
but it's going to be a few more hours. And you're not getting that full college experience, with an SEC football team, tailgating, great food. Need I go on,
Jeez, Jake, it sounds like you may have done this pitch before.
Well, you know what? We were sitting right here last year at Sun and Fun, and then, last year we were here at Oshkosh, and the numbers are reflecting. And that's one of the great things. I'm in the end of my sophomore year here at Auburn, and the numbers don't lie. And the fact that students are realizing this is where you want to be, this is where you're making those connections. We tell people, Auburn is not a destination. If it was, why would you go onto the airlines? We're a pathway. And so we spend a lot of our time getting the airlines in our schools, getting our pipeline programs. We've got Scott Devers and Taylor Hinckley from was an envoy, and they're there in the school. And so we're making sure we got those pathways moving forward for our guys.
So you mentioned you encourage students to get their private before they get there so that all those other things can happen while they're there. What happens when that isn't the case, when somebody needs to get the private once they've or doesn't obtain it before they get there?
So right now, our brand new curriculum, it starts out with private. The second day we're on campus, we actually start people flying. We have private, instrument, commercial, and then CFI is kind of the four-year track. If you get your private before you come to Auburn, it only benefits you. You get seven
Sure.
hours of transfer credit for having your private, and you start instrument day one or day two. And that means that you can be CFIing by sometime during your junior year. And with our new 1,000-hour reduction, you might move on to the airlines right after you graduate.
We're talking with Michael Rogers, who's the director of the Student Ambassador or Striped Wings program at Auburn University's Aviation Department, also with Jake Narotsky. Jake, you were going to say something there? No?
I
okay.
Was. I will.
I'll say, I missed the cue. Yeah, go
I'll
ahead,
say
Paul.
Something. So I'm a training manager for a regional airline, and Mike and I have been talking in previous segments that this is really a great time to be a pilot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And to, you know, get there's movement in our industry, and we're just looking for all kinds of pathways for, you know, the regionals are looking for pathways to get more and more applicants. So it's a perfect time, and it sounds like you guys have a program that's really, you know, spot on in addressing that.
Oh yeah, and one of the avenues that we are able to be very successful in is with our guys that are coming out of the military. You know, our GI Bill, we're a very, very GI Bill friendly school. You get out and talk to a call sign Puck. That's Paul Esposito. He's the director of the Resource Center. You can contact me anytime. I'm actually the student veteran liaison for the Aviation Center. And guys are realizing that GI Bill really goes a long way at Auburn. We're, like I said, once again, we're a very friendly veteran friendly school. And most of our staff is veterans as well. And that's really important because I learned in the military, I speak a different language.
Yep.
And I thought it was English, and it's not. It's military talk. It's acronyms and everything else. And when you get out of the military and transfer over, a lot of times it's kind of like hitting a brick wall. You know, all of a sudden your phone doesn't ring anymore. It seems like there's no mission anymore. And all of a sudden you're speaking another language. And you come to Auburn, find out that's not true at all. And you just kind of fit right into the Auburn family. And especially for our veterans, guys, the support is there to take care of the family. Because most of our veterans are coming with a family.
Sure.
So they're going right at, the kids are going right into those schools, and they're able to fit right into the program, get flying. And it's really good because that discipline level you have in the military is a perfect fit for kind of how Auburn does business. So it's not a difficult transition. It's not a culture shock. And you get in and get going pretty fast.
And during the break when we were transitioning in here, you mentioned something about a new aviation center. Do you have some new developments
in
that?
Let me tell you about it. This is a multi-million-dollar facility that's going to be on South Ramp there at Auburn Opelika Airport. We're able to actually move all our classes right there on the flight line. We've got our sim bays will be in the back of the building. Shoot, we even got a smoothie station in this place. I mean, it doesn't get any easier than this. And what's so great about that is you go over to the university. It's just a couple miles ago, miles or like 2 miles away right there down Glen. We have a bus line that runs back and forth as part of our tuition. And then you come up, take all your classes and stuff like that, and you know, if you're coming to fly, you come in, grab your smoothie, grab your flight, your book or whatever, head right out the door, and you're getting in a bird. So that new facility is gonna be phenomenal for us as far as streamlining our program, getting our guys, you know, it's all about getting on the flight line. That's where we're going, you know, that's where I want to live when I'm not in the air. But you know, so that new building is gonna be phenomenal. We're expecting to open that September of 2018, so we've already broken ground on it. We're actually getting ready to take down the new building here soon. A lot of exciting stuff with the program down here.
I got a couple of questions about some of those issues that may be harder to talk about. One of them is you know, if I don't get out with my 1,000 hours, what are you seeing is the most common way people are building that time, or do they just not need to because of what you're seeing?
The way our curriculum is set up is you graduate with your CFIs, and most of the graduates choose to stay at Auburn and instruct to get the remainder of their time. Right now, our old curriculum, it was under the 1,250-hour ATP rule, and instructors stay around for maybe 6 or 8 months after they've graduated. With the new 1,000-hour restricted ATP, it might be at graduation or a couple months after. You know, you might finish out the summer and then head to your class date in the fall.
And you have enough student starts to keep the flight instructors busy?
We do.
That's great.
Now I understand this part. I see how it works now.
Yeah, it's kind of a revolving door, you know, a self-perpetuating thing there.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. And that's why we say it's so important if you can get that private done, because you're getting your instrument commercial done, your CFI sooner, and that the second half of your college career is spent making money, getting your hours. Log. So, you know, our guys they can walk the stage and head right off to the airline instead of having that break where they finish college, but they got to stay there while they get the rest of their hours as an instructor.
Sure.
You know?
So the other hard question is about total cost of attendance. Is it much different for people in your program than for the average student?
Our program generally adds between $60,000 and $70,000 on top of tuition for four years. CFI. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yeah, so $15,000 or so a year that you need to find a way to source. Okay.
And well, one of the things do you finance?
Well, kind of one of the things we always tell our guys is we always say there's one thing you need for Auburn, and there's one thing you not might not need so much of. And we say, look, you need grades. You need to have those grades. You know, you got to make that commitment as a high school student that I'm going somewhere. I have plans for my life and move out and get those grades. We always say C's get degrees, but that doesn't mean you're getting into Auburn. And then there's that thing you don't always need, and that is money. And we have so many scholarship opportunities there at Auburn, and we got guys that are getting scholarships and they're the only ones signed up for it. So we tell our students or our prospective students, say, hey, get out there, spend 10 minutes a day filling out a scholarship. What can it hurt you? We have local opportunities in the local area for jobs that'll help you get in-state tuition. And we're telling the guys, if money's the issue, then you need to have those good grades, because that's how you're going to get your scholarships.
Great. So again, where can people on the field find you and talk to you?
We're located in Hangar B, booth 2065, as well as the Textron exhibit. We have our Top Hawk 172 on display.
Okay. And if you're on the web at auburn.edu, what else do you look for to get down to pages of interest here?
The Auburn University Aviation Center is a great way to get in touch with us. All the phone numbers and emails are listed there, and we'd love to have people come visit Auburn. The Striped Wings will be doing a tour.
And the last question is, what's the one thing you haven't gotten a chance to see on the field yet because you've been working so hard at these booths?
Well, the rumor is, there's a rumor that the B-1 bomber, we might get to poke our head up inside that thing. So we're all weak. We are all dying to see what's inside the B-1. So we're pretty stoked. And the Blue Angels are going to be here. Blue Angel 8 is an Auburn grad. So we're ready for the family to be here and see the show in a couple days.
Well, Jake and Mike, you are excellent ambassadors for your program.
Thank you, sir. So much.
So in our next quarter hour, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking with the FAA about ADS-B. So stay with us on that. This is EAA Radio.